Weekend workshop time. We're going to talk today about crafting a compelling offer. I'm excited for this one. It builds on some of the things we've talked about in the past couple of weeks. And if you're new here, this new segment, it's all about helping you learn the key steps to a new hustle in 2025, one step or concept per week. The segment includes activities, examples, and more. And of course, it is all free. We'll be using the book Side Hustle from Idea to Income in 27 Days. You can find that wherever books are sold, including an ebook version, including an audio version. And if you don't have the book, that's okay. I'm going to take you through the key steps along with those stories and examples. Today's episode comes from day 9, which is all about crafting a compelling offer. Builds on becoming a side hustle detective, which we talked about 2 weeks ago, and understanding your ideal customer, which we talked about last week. It's all sequential. It's all kind of ordered here. And our learning objective for today is to transform your business idea into a clear, compelling offer that motivates customers to purchase. So business ideas and offers are different. Everybody's got business ideas. If you talk to anybody on the street, what's your business? They've got ideas, you know? But ideas only go so far, and you can't sell ideas. You can only sell an offer. An offer is something that is specific. You go to purchase the offer. You can purchase an offer in a store. You can purchase it online. You can pay for a service or a product. You want to start thinking more about offers and less about general ideas. Okay, so many promising business ideas fail to generate sales because they remain abstract concepts rather than concrete offers. Again, an offer is a specific proposition that tells potential customers exactly what they will receive and why they should act now. Key points. So a complete offer consists of 3 essential elements. First, it is the promise. Then it's the pitch. Then it's the price. So let's just go in order here. The promise explains how your product or service will improve someone's life or solve their problem. And this goes beyond simply describing features. It goes toward articulating genuine value. So rather than saying, I teach guitar lessons, for example, like if you're a guitar teacher, you might promise you're going to be playing your favorite songs in just 4 weeks. Right? That's very specific. It's very benefit focused. It's very focused on the customer as opposed to focusing on the business. The pitch presents the specific details of your offering in a way that compels action. This includes some of those features and what they receive, how the process works, why they should choose you. And the pitch should address common concerns and highlight unique benefits. Last but not least, the price tells people exactly what they'll invest and how to proceed with a purchase. It must be clear and specific. It must eliminate any confusion about costs, address any hesitation, and point customers clearly toward a next step. Now, when these 3 elements work together, they create an offer that resonates with your ideal customer and motivates them toward action. So to give you an example, consider the difference between a couple different presentations of the same business. Basic description, I help small businesses with their social media marketing. I mean, that's not bad. It tells us what somebody does. But the offer is more like transform your small business's social media presence in 90 days. You're going to receive a customized content strategy, 3 months of posting, and weekly performance reports. The package includes everything you need to attract and engage customers on social media, allowing you to focus on running your business. The investment is $997 with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Schedule your free consultation today. Now, I realize that was a little bit lengthy, right, compared to the first one. But still, you notice it includes all of those elements. And it's much more compelling than just saying like, hey, social media marketing, sign up. Whereas this is like transform your small business's social media presence in 90 days. I'm getting really specific here. I'm going to mention everything that's included and why this is going to be so valuable. And also, here's how you can go and sign up. Right? That second version provides clarity. It addresses specific needs and gives people a clear path to proceed. So keep that in mind. Quick little break here. When we return, how can you include each of these elements to craft a compelling offer? Okay, so crafting a compelling offer requires careful attention to how you present each component. Remember, we had the promise, the pitch, and the price. The goal is to help potential customers understand exactly what they'll receive and why it's valuable to them. So the promise should address a specific problem or desire. It should describe a clear outcome. It should feel achievable and credible and connect emotionally with your ideal customer. If you can do all those things, you have a very strong promise. The pitch should explain exactly what's included, highlight unique benefits, address common concerns, and create urgency or importance. You want to show people not just why this is great and going to change their life and so valuable, but also why they should take action now. And then the price should be clear and specific, include payment terms or options, explain any guarantees or other terms, and provide next steps. The price is probably the simplest one of the three, but really important to get each aspect right. So your action exercise for the week, which by the way, each weekend workshop includes an action exercise. You can access it at sidehustleschool.com/workshop. This one is to draft your complete offer by writing one paragraph for each component. Promise, pitch, price, right? What transformation or solution are you providing? What specific elements make your offer compelling? And what is the cost and how do people proceed? It is simple but critical. An offer isn't just about making a sale. It is about clearly communicating how you can help someone solve a problem or achieve a goal. So focus on creating value for your ideal customer. Just like we talked about last week, once you know who your ideal customer is, you start developing specific offers for them that include a promise, a pitch, a price, and you address as many of those needs as possible. Finally, I try to say this every week in this segment, it is better to have a simple idea you can start immediately than a brilliant idea that never launches. I am cheering you on over here, as always, wishing you well. Let me know how things go. I'm excited to bring you this series and so many others this year. New episodes come out every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.